Viktor Yanukovych, who is considered far more pro-Russia than his predecessor, chose to make his first trip as Ukraine's new president to Brussels rather than to Moscow. There are plenty of issues on the table, including closer ties with the 27-member European Union. At a press conference following talks with EU officials, Mr. Yanukovych sought to allay European fears in one area: Russian natural gas supplies to Europe via Ukraine that have sometimes been disrupted.
Я підтвердив, що Україна залишатиметься надійним транзитером енергоносіїв до Європи.
He said Ukraine would remain a reliable transit country for all energy resources, including gas. European Commission President Jose Manuel Barroso called on Ukraine to resume cooperation with the International Monetary Fund, a key condition for Kiev to get European assistance. He also floated the possibility of a so-called EU association agreement.
Currently under negotiation, it will lead to a deep and comprehensive free trade agreement offering Ukraine access to a market of 500 million consumers and providing the perspective of a very short period doubling Ukrainian exports to the European Union.
A European analyst for the Chatham House Policy Institute in London, Richard Whitman, says Mr. Yanukovych's visit to Brussels signals an openness toward the West that some had not expected.
The expectation has been that he was more Moscow-interested. And clearly by coming to Brussels, he's both confounded expectations, but I think also pulled the rug out from under the feet of his opponents.
But Eastern European analyst Amanda Paul of the Brussels-based European Policy Center says it's too early to read much into Mr. Yanukovych's visit to Brussels.
I think he still wants to have a constructive relationship with the EU. I mean, how far that actually goes still remains to be seen.
Analysts say Europe wants a Ukraine that is economically and politically stable. If Mr. Yanukovych proves to be a reliable negotiating partner, that will be welcome in Brussels. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.